everybody. How's it going? Chef Albert Hernandez here. You're probably driving to work. You're probably doing something if you're on the Pacific Standard Time, getting ready for work. So we want to try to make this as entertaining as possible for you. We have a really awesome guest coming on today. First and foremost, my name is Albert Hernandez, 8-time award-winning private chef, also a television show host, and a radio show host as well, filling in for Chef Crystal Gonzalez. Wherever you're at, bro, I hope you get better. And we can't wait to have you back on Grilling Ideas. A couple of things that I want to do first and foremost. My computer is acting absolutely insane. Well, there it is. It's kind of working here. Let me see here what's going on. I always have a breakdown of how we like to do the show. I do take this extremely serious, but I do not know why in the heck things are the way they are with this computer. You know, I tried to install a new GoPro app on my computer so I could start uploading all of our videos and getting things going for Untamed on the online. And for some odd reason, this thing is just really acting insane. And well, let's see if I could pull it up here. If not, I'm going to try to do it as best as I can by memory. But like I said, what we like to do on this show is we like to get people entertained. We like to get them excited about food. And my best way of getting someone excited about food is just sharing my personal experiences and what it is exactly that I do. So we've had an unbelievable weekend and a week last week. I had a dinner for 15 on Saturday, and then Sunday we went out and Friday we had the dinner for 15. Then Saturday we went out, my son and I, and we went to the Fall Wine Cornucopia and were told we had the best dish, and we won. So that's always a good thing when you could win in a food show like that. I did my 5-time award-winning Southwestern Sweet Corn Blini with a 24-hour infused roasted red pepper and jalapeno cream cheese. It was absolutely amazing. So I'm so glad that we did well out there. It's always, like I said, it's always a good thing when you could go out and represent yourself and what you do for a living and why you try to be the best at what you do. So hats off to my son, Adam. It was amazing to have you on my team. And, I look forward to doing it again whenever someone else gives us the opportunity to do what we do. Okay, so here it is. It finally popped up. All righty. Well, I want to say first and foremost, you know what? Thank you to my Lord and Savior for another day. I've got so many things happening. And with all these crazy diseases and this Ebola thing, I just want to get everybody's mind off of all that. Let's just talk about fun things. So that's exactly what we're doing. A quick word to all of my sponsors. I just want to say thank you to Sunbless Orchards, Madrid's Team Realty, T. Roxel's Bistro Blends, The Cellar Door, Visalia Quick Smog, Selzer and Dillard Funeral Chapel, the California Association of Agriculture and Labor, Visalia Grocery Outlet, Casa Grande Assisted Living, Cooking Sensations Gourmet Seasonings, the Monterey Sausage Company, to Organic Pastures, and to my newest sponsor, who would be the San Joaquin Valley Winery. Thank you so much and considering to come on board. And for anybody else who's looking to come on board with what we're doing, please drop me a line, www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And there's links there to my Grilling Ideas Radio and to Foodie TV as well. So right now, things are really pushing in an amazing, amazing way. I got a lot of baking to do today for my son's harvest festival. So everybody's expecting me to do some crazy stuff. So, hey, we got to deliver. But coming up, we have the Cellar Door pop-up restaurant Dining in Darkness, Thursday, November 13th, $150 per couple or $75 a person. Saturday, November 22nd, we'll be demonstrating at the Visalia Grocery Outlet how to cook a complete Thanksgiving dinner in 30 minutes. New Mexican rub turkey breast, whipped potatoes, spicy arroz verde cranberry with a serrano chili stuffing, quick gravy. It's going to be a very fun and educational show. And got a lot of other great things coming up, but we'll get there as we start. I'm already starting to book for next year. So if anybody wants to get a hold of me, wants to do something, hit me up. Like I said, it's Wednesday today. My show's usually on Sundays at 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. My guest is an hour ahead, so it's so funny. I'm kind of thinking about his time right now. So without further ado, I want to bring on my guest here. So my guest, what makes this amazing is me and this guy have been following each other around on Facebook for a while now, so it's really cool. It's one of those things that, you know what, you meet so many wonderful random people by way of social media, and we definitely want to take advantage of those opportunities because especially when it's a free service, I think that's amazing, you know, and that's something to be grateful for. And that's definitely what we do. We want to take advantage of these opportunities and show everybody, hey, we've met a lot of great people. I have met so many wonderful people who helped me out greatly in my career. So if you don't have a Facebook, I would highly consider you get one. However, be aware because sometimes you do get stalkers and a bunch of weird people like that. But you know what? I like to just share my food. And if I'm sharing my food with somebody, I feel like I really can't go wrong. So without further ado, I want to bring on my my guest, Chef Tony Sakosha. How you doing, my friend? Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are.
I'm doing good, Chef Albert. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I had a long night. I meant to do a lot of baking last night, but you know what? I saw what my wife was doing, and I just figured, you know what? I'm going to just relax and let her do her thing, and then I'll do my thing in the morning. That way I could have some kind of a good night's rest, you know. So so far, so good, though, man. Thank you for asking. So what I'd like to do here, Tony, is we want to do a breakdown real quick of everything that we can get out of you here in this time frame, brother. So if you don't mind, I want to put you through the Untamed Chef show, my little culinary gauntlet. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so what we have here, who was your inspiration for you wanting to become a chef?
I would have to say that would be Anthony Bourdain, no question. Before I got into reading any of his books or anything, it was pretty much just a job. He's the one that turned it into a career and you know, made it into a goal of mine.
I think what's amazing about what Anthony Bourdain does, and be honest with you, man, when I barely saw the show No Reservations, before, you know, this was years ago when I saw the show, I didn't know who he was or what. I really was like, you know, why would they pick this guy to do the show, you know? And then when I saw him, just the things he was doing on the show, I was like, this guy's out of his mind. And I guess to go into our field, you kind of have to be. And then I read Kitchen Confidential, and I absolutely fell in love with the guy, man. Unbelievable book.
Definitely. Yeah, that was the book that definitely lit my fire, no question.
It's amazing because, you know what, a lot of people don't know, but Anthony Bourdain, you know, a lot of chefs and a lot of restaurants hated this guy for a long time because of that book, because he exposed a life in the culinary world that most people didn't know what was going on. And I think, honestly, I wish they'd still make a movie of it. I don't think they ever will, but it would be absolutely super entertaining, you know. I had just recently saw that movie Chef, the one with John Favreau.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It was pretty good. In terms of, I don't know, I guess like a Hollywood, you know, style movie. You know, I thought it was cool how they had the nasty food critic, which, you know, a lot of food critics, they can get like that, you know. It's funny because with food critics, it's the easiest job in the world. And, you know, most of the people who are food critics, they can't cook for a lick. So I just thought it was kind of funny. You see, like Oliver Platt, who I know, he played the food critic on there. He's actually, he's a real big foodie. He hosted the James Beard Awards, like, I think the last year. It was the last year. And I don't know if he hosted the year after, but I know for sure he hosted 1 year. And I thought it was just kind of cool the way they finally have done a movie that really gets into the lives of some of these chefs who have these gourmet food trucks, which I thought that was really cool. And I just think it's amazing because what Anthony Bourdain's done, he's opened the floodgates. He, in my opinion, he was like the first celebrity chef other than Julia Child to be able to do the book and do everything that he did. I think it's absolutely amazing. I really admire the hell out of the guy, man. He's one of my all-time favorites, and I respect he's a stand-up guy, you know. If he feels like he's not being treated right, he'll leave a network, and he's proven that already. He's done that, I think, 3 times now. So I just I think that's amazing, Chef. Yeah, that's a darn good answer. I really appreciate it. Okay, so, Tony, if you had to ask Anthony Bourdain anything, what would it be?
Ooh, wow, that's a good one. I don't know. I would probably ask him where he, what his opinions on things like molecular gastronomy are, I guess. You know, it's something I think it's trendy right now. You know, and I'm wondering what he thinks its staying power is going to be. You know, if it's something he feels like is just a fad, or if he feels like it's a legit element to what we're doing and that it's going to be around for a while.
Exactly. And you know what's funny is, and I get a lot of people that, hey, you know what, chef, can we do some molecular gastronomy? And I tell them, first of all, you know what, I always go like this. My good friend, Chef Scott Pearson, tells me all the time, and I believe in it myself now. We're glorified cooks, man. That's it.
Right, yeah.
I am not a scientist. I am not, you know, there's a couple of guys who do molecular gastronomy on a whole different level. Grant Atkins, Wiley Dufresne.
Right.
These are guys that do this on a level that where it makes sense. But
yeah.
What we have now is a lot of, you know, younger culinary kids. They get right out of school and they want to just go into doing this kind of stuff. And what you don't, the back story of the whole thing is, if you want to go into this style of, and I'm not even say style of cooking, because cooking is cooking on its own. But if you want to learn these tricks, you need to know the basics of everything before you start messing around with this stuff.
Absolutely.
That's the honest truth that I can say, Tony, because I see a lot of your pictures, and what I like about your food, the food itself could stand for being a great dish. And I can tell just by the way it looks and by the way you go into, you keep it simple, but you still do it the right way. And that's the exact kind of way that food's supposed to taste. We're supposed to take beautiful ingredients and transform them into something more beautiful without destroying the ingredients themselves. And with molecular gastronomy or this advanced style of technique, you know, I would rather have, you know, some beautiful Gulf shrimp with, you know, a chili beurre blanc, you know, and glazed serrano, you know, salsa over the top instead of having, you know, a Gulf foam. You know what I mean, bro?
Yeah, exactly. Or some ashes or, you know,
I don't understand,
powders and things.
You know, like I said, I forgot to mention my buddy, Amaro Cantu from Moto. He's one of those other guys who... They've done this the right way, and I think that's what's really cool. But here's the thing, you know, a lot of these molecular gastronomy kits, they make a lot of money, man. I mean, you're talking $75 to $100 a kit, you know, for certain things. And I use the techniques in some of my food, but not all of them. You know what, I've done some of the spherification, the reverse spherification. We do the, you know, the powdered fats. We do some things, but I've made my career off of making people happy with great food, and it's done me very well, and I haven't had to do a lot of that stuff. I will say though, the microwave 45-second sponge cake is so insane, man. It's really a good cake. If it wasn't a good cake, I wouldn't do it. But you can do some really cool stuff, and I've invested, you know, in my lab probably about, you know, $2,000 or $3,000. And my wife won't let me spend more, so that's kind of where I'm at, bro. I'm not moving up anytime soon to spend any more money. And then I have a good chef friend, Chris Shackelford at Trellio Restaurant, which is a really nice restaurant up here in the valley. And I buy some stuff off him, you know, some sodium alginate, calcium chloride, tapioca maltodextrin, but what we understand is this: is we use this stuff to save us money and to make our lives easier. And I would use sodium alginate any day as a thickener for, you know, a gelatin or something. Then using something
Absolutely.
Else, you know, even like a pectin or something, because pectin, it gets us that nice consistency, but it takes a long time. Sodium alginate, I can turn. I got actually, like, I'm doing a demo today for 200 kids. And we're actually going to be using just Hawaiian Punch. And I put some stickers on there to say, like, Witch's Brew, Vampire's Blood, and all this good stuff. And we're actually going to be using it as, I'm thickening it with sodium alginate. It's going to look like blood clots. I don't, you know what I mean, man. It's just having
Yeah,
fun and it's
absolutely.
really amazing. All righty, brother. So the next thing we're gonna do here is, what's your favorite restaurant, Tony?
Oh, shoot. Locally or just overall?
You know what? Do me a favor. Do one locally and do one overall. Even one you've never been to that you'd love to eat at one day, man.
All right. Well, I'd say locally would probably be Restaurant Martin. I was lucky enough to have a short stint in that kitchen about a year ago, and it's ran by Chef Martin Rios, who he's an idol of mine. He's done Iron Chef America. He's a James Beard nominee. I feel like
Nice.
he's just yeah he's leading the pack down here, and he's trying to put us on the map. And I really appreciate everything he's doing. I really look up to him, and I guess if that's something I was shooting for on a local level, that it would certainly be what he's doing. I guess overall, if there was a restaurant I could go eat at that I haven't had a chance to, it would probably be Alinea over Grand Rapids Beach
I had a
Block.
feeling you were going to
Yeah.
say that.
Just because of what he's doing there is so different, and I'm sure it would just be absolutely mind-blowing to experience any of that.
I'd have to agree, man, that the foods that he's doing over there is insane. And he's one of those guys who's doing it right. And this is a guy who probably loses sleep, figuring out how can I make this better and crazier. And it definitely shows in Chef Grant's, style and his technique. The funny thing is, Tony, he did a 3-day internship at El Bulli with Ferran Adrià over there
Okay.
in Spain. So that just lets you know, if you could just get the fire lit, then the sky's the limit with things that like these chefs are doing. I really admire the heck out of Grant. I'd love to eat there one day too. It's definitely on my bucket list, man. I'm 29 years
Yeah.
old, so I got a long way to go before I'm where I need to be. I'm just hoping it's around forever. And I know he's doing a couple of other unique restaurants. I think he opened another one. I can't think of the name off the top of my head right now, but he's transforming things and he's doing things. And even Grant, if you look at here, Tony, how you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm good.
Okay, I have no idea what the heck happened here, brother. Okay, so let's get right back into it. We were talking about Alinea and how amazing it is, and everybody knows that. We'll have to both go there. Maybe we could go there together one day. We'll see what happens, man.
Yeah, totally. That'd be awesome.
All righty. Now, this is kind of a funny question to ask, but I ask it all the time. What's your favorite dish to cook?
Favorite dish to cook? Kind of a tough one. I do. I pride myself in putting out, doing very simple things very well. I can't think of a better feeling than knowing you just turned out a perfect steak. It's probably one of the most rudimentary things we do is grilling a steak. Yet there's so many different ways to do it, and there's so many different outcomes. And I think to really set yourself apart, you got to do something really special. And that being said, I really enjoy doing the most simple things well. If I had to pick one particular dish that I do really well, I would say probably my carne alivada, which I actually recently won an award for.
Oh, good for you.
It's
Congratulations.
thank you. Yeah, it's a recipe that I've kind of worked on for years and had a lot of different influences with, one that I've started just making for my family, and I've had chefs over for dinner, and they're raving about it or whatnot, and definitely something I think if nothing else, I received recognition for.
Well, I'm glad you have, Chef. I'm glad because it always helps us. It just helps our stock, just in our minds and in our hearts that we're in the right business when people realize us and they give us accolades for that. So I'm very
Totally.
happy for that. Awesome. So what is your favorite tool in the kitchen?
Favorite tool? I would have to say it would be the stick blender, the burr mixers. I feel like I can do a million different things with them. They're so easy to use, easy to clean up. They're really portable. You're not stuck in one area of the kitchen using it, and it does what it what it's supposed to be very well. I prefer it to a RoboCoop or even a Vitamix.
I totally agree. What I like about my immersion blender, it can literally do, like you said, it can do a million things, and it's real easy to clean. You know, when I think about these old-fashioned blenders, you know, and like you said, even like a Vitamix, you got to put water in there, you got to clean it. My stick blender, you just clean it right after you're done using it, you know, and it's showtime now. I absolutely love it. All righty, Chef. So next thing is here. Where would you, if you could, where would you want to work at? What would be your dream kitchen sometime in your future?
Dream kitchen? Shoot. I don't know. Maybe with that's a really tough one. I'd say maybe working with Thomas Keller. He's such an old school OG. You know, he's done everything. You know, he's done everything from your highest end food you can think of to, I mean, he's got a cafe where he's selling fried chicken right now. And I feel like I could probably just learn the most from him.
Yeah, I think what he's doing is amazing. It's amazing that he's here. You know, he's here in California, which is awesome. The French Laundry is one of the greatest restaurants in the world. And yeah, it's right here, you know, in the valley, you know. If you're ever out here, we'll probably have to try to see if we can. I think if we make the reservation now, we could probably get in a couple of years.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun. I heard that Ad Hoc is a really great restaurant, too, and that's the one where he's doing the fried chicken. And
yeah,
he's just
more
simple, laid back
food.
And that's my style of cooking, too, is just trying to make people happy, and that's what comfort food's all about. I think it's amazing. All righty. So what is one ingredient in your kitchen, Tony, that you can't live without it, and you always have to make sure you have this ingredient before you get started?
Shoot. I would say food-wise, I love working with green chilies. I mean, you come out to New Mexico and you know, people throw it on everything, literally everything. And, you know, people come out here and they think we're crazy because we do it, but in all reality, I feel like it's just a really versatile ingredient. I mean, I've had green chili ice cream that I thought was outstanding.
Sounds pretty good. Green chili ice cream right now. Wow.
Yeah, totally. It works with anything. It balances things out. It looks great. It tastes great. I haven't found anything that I feel like I can't implement it into. You know, and that's on a local level. Like, other than that, I really like rice wine vinegar. You know, I use it in a lot of marinades. I use it in my vinaigrettes. I use it in sauces. I use it lots of different ways, and I feel like it's really useful. It's really mellow, and it fills a little niche that I have.
It sounds amazing. I cannot wait to eat at your restaurant, Chef. I have a lot of family in Arizona. Maybe I might have to actually go and see them now and just say, hey, I'm going to take a quick drive out to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and we'll go and see what we can come up with there. Because one thing that I wish there was so much more around here of is a damn good Southwestern-style French restaurant. And that's my style of cooking. And it's hard to find that. And sometimes you have some people – here's the thing. They've taken Tex-Mex and they poorly show it. And it's very badly played. It's almost like – it's more like Mexican food with a couple of Southwestern things, you know. And there's a couple of restaurants here that pride themselves on being Southwestern. There's absolutely nothing Southwestern about any of what they're doing. I know that when I was in Phoenix, I got to eat at Vincent's on Camelback. And I did a small little stint with Chef Bo McMillan from the Sanctuary on Camelback Mountain. And he showed me some stuff that was like, wow, this is a classy version. Some of the ingredients he had in it was Southwestern mixed with Asian. I thought it was just crazy food, man. I can't wait. I can't wait, Chef. It sounds amazing. I would love to eat at your restaurant at least within the next year. I mean, that would be so much fun. And what title are you holding over there right now?
I'm the executive sous chef.
Okay, so you're doing all the work then.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Totally.
Yeah, okay, so here we go. Now, the craziest thing you've ever eaten? You just said you ate, you know, green chili ice cream. I mean, that sounds amazing. It sounds crazy as heck too, but the craziest thing you've ever eaten.
Craziest thing I've ever eaten. Well, I know I've got some people in my family that are some avid hunters. I've tried some crazy things like raw blood. Probably the craziest thing I ever tried though was my grandfather, who would hunt deer. He had me try some, what was it? I believe it was elk, some elk brains. And that was a little wild. Definitely a little questionable on the texture and everything like that. But overall, didn't taste too bad. And I would have to say I wouldn't be scared to do it again.
That sounds amazing. Oh, my goodness. Now, here's one I ask all the time, Chef, and this is especially aimed at our younger culinary kids. If you could give a word of advice, a tip, or something to say to all the young culinary students, what would it be?
I would say just in terms of cooking overall, to just, you know, use your senses. That was something I learned a while back that served me very well. You know, a lot of times you're, you know, even when you talk about meat temps, there's all these little tricks and, you know, people, you read these recipes and they're telling you 3 minutes this, 4 minutes that, when in reality, you know, different food just has its own individual qualities, you know, and one steak is different from the next, you know, and using your senses and how things look, how things feel, you know, how things smell, all those different things. I mean, you know, when you're cooking calamari, the way I can always tell it when it's done is by the way it sounds, how it's rolling in the oil. You know, it's not a time thing most of the time. And I think that's where a lot of kids go wrong, is that they, you know, they do everything so by the book that they kind of lack a general savvy. You know, and I would just, yeah, encourage them to just use your senses and go, you know, go with your gut instincts on things.
One thing I admire about the culinary school down here is they teach concepts. They don't teach full-out recipes. You know, if you want to know how to make a corn soup and a carrot soup, you just got to change the main ingredient. You know, the concept is still the same, which I think is really important.
Totally.
That's something I always try to tell a lot of these kids. I mean, that's the one thing I can honestly say is you learn the concept. If you learn a concept, then you absolutely just can't go wrong. And it's absolutely amazing what we're trying to teach them as much as possible. So that's a darn good answer, Chef, because like you said, I've never followed a recipe that actually, I mean, they work, you know, in terms of like baking and stuff, but when you're like you said, cooking a steak, if it says cook your steak for 2 minutes on side, then turn to the left so you can get perfect crosshatch,
right.
I don't understand that at all, you know.
Me neither.
Where you feel the palm of your hand, you know, to feel the rare, medium rare, the well done.
Yeah, right, right.
That doesn't feel the same on every steak. I mean, unless you have a steak that's, you know, an half an inch or something. But if you're cooking
definitely.
A really nice filet or something, you're not going to be able to tell the difference based off. I know I can't. I mean, unless
not at all. Definitely not.
All righty, Chef. So my last question is, what is the most untamed thing you've ever done in your own kitchen? And the craziest thing you've done? I mean, let's hear it.
Well, I was kind of thinking about this earlier. I mean, I guess just food-wise, you know, I generally don't venture too far out of the box with cuisine or anything like that. But I do remember a time where I was working at a resort, and on Valentine's Day, me and a couple of the other cooks, we put a fake engagement ring in a couple of desserts that we sent out. that ended up being kind of wild. But I mean, yeah, that's pretty much as far out as I've ever seen.
You got, oh my gosh, man, you guys really, oh man, I feel bad. So you put a fake engagement. So who ended up getting the ring?
Oh, they went out to just, you know, regular guests that were just out on dinner. I didn't get to really experience the reaction too much, but you know, I guess your imagination would tell you all the possible ways those conversations
went. Oh my god! You know what, man? I thought I was the untamed chef. That's insane. I would hate to have been the guy who was sitting at the table with that woman who got that, because oh my gosh, man, you guys are too much, man. I don't even know if you could say that on the radio. I don't want you to get in trouble for that. You know, they might be looking who did that.
Well,
that is
hopefully
too
there's hopefully there's some sort of statute of limitations on that. That was the line cooking days.
I was about to say, man, that's some pretty gutsy thing right there. Wow, I don't know if that's untamed or just absolutely insane, man. I have no idea that where the line even gets crossed there. So, Chef Tony, if we want to get a hold of you, man, how do we do that? You got a website, Facebook, and after you're done doing that, you know what? Just give a drop to, you know, your family if you want to mention them on the air, so that way you can remember this.
Yeah, well, I am on Facebook, just under Tony Saccoccia. Last name, it's S-A-C-C-O-C-C-I-A. And I'm also on Instagram and Twitter. I generally post things simultaneously to all of them. My email address is tssaccoccia@gmail.com. And, yeah, I mean, I'm always open for gigs or just networking. I like to share pictures of my food on social media. I like to meet other chefs. I like to, you know, discuss things with other chefs. And, I'm pretty much got an open door on all of that. So I'd love to hear from anybody. I'd like to say hi to my beautiful wife, Stephanie, and my daughter, Lily, and my newborn son, Will. Just hanging out and, really, really enjoying life right now.
Oh, well, congratulations, Chef. And I was wondering, I was like, man, it's kind of early to give him a call, but if you're on newborn baby time, I totally know how you feel, man. So go take a three-hour nap and then get up again and go do it again with the baby, man. But, Chef, we really appreciate you coming on. This was a heck of a lot of fun, and this is what we do here on Grilling Ideas Radio. We're taking the airwaves, the foodie airwaves by storm every single day. We're really doing all we can to try to make this as entertaining as possible. And to everybody out there who was listening, if you want to get it, Chef Tony, he dropped all his lines there. This show is archived, so you can download it and you can have it. So it's absolutely amazing, Chef. Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. You have yourself a wonderful day, and don't work too hard. I know you're the executive sous chef. I mean, he's probably got you doing everything.
All right. All right, I won't. You do the same.
All righty, Chef. Have a good one. Thank you so much. It's such an awesome thing all the time when you can get a chef who comes on, especially as an executive sous chef, this guy is overseeing all aspects of the kitchen. And there's sous chefs that are under him in most kitchens. There's a sous chef or two under the executive sous chef. And everybody knows the sous chef is your kitchen manager. He's in charge of everything. And your executive is in charge of overseeing the full operation. But I just think it's amazing when you can get someone who comes on who absolutely is just as dynamic as Chef Tony. And I'll tell you what, I've seen this guy's food. His pictures are unreal. The food looks so beautiful. He's truly grasping the concept that food is art. Food is beautiful. And that's the one thing that we want to get across, not only as an audience, but as real foodies, as chefs. We have to give thanks and appreciate more and more every day when there are chefs who really put a lot of hard time, work, and effort into their food. And Chef Tony is definitely one of them. So a little bit real quick, everybody, before we wrap here. Untamed on the Online, our first video uploads November 15th. We are going to be demonstrating how to do a Thanksgiving dinner start to finish in 30 minutes. So there's no more excuses, no more, oh, I can't get in the kitchen, I don't know how to cook. I am going to break it down for you in the most simplistic, most beautiful, and elegant way you've ever seen. It's all recorded in 4K high-definition video. I put a chest mount on, and all you're going to see are my hands. You will learn how to cook. That is my untamed guarantee. Anybody who doesn't feel confident in the kitchen will be confident once they see this video and what we're going to be doing. My memberships are $100 for the whole year. So if you're thinking about going to culinary school, I would highly recommend that you do my program first. and just to make sure this is the field you want to go into. I heard recently that there was a young lady who wanted to go to culinary school, and she's never even cooked in the kitchen before. And I'm telling you right now, you know who you are. It is very dangerous to do something like that just because culinary school is extremely expensive. I would highly recommend do my class first. Get through the year with me, and if you can pass with me, you'll probably be able to hang in the best kitchens all over the country. I'm Chef Albert Joseph Hernandez, and it has been a true honor and a pleasure coming at you by way of Grillion Ideas Radio. And it's really amazing, like I said, what we're doing every day is revolutionary, and we are changing the food world every single day by way of our wonderful opportunities here at this network. And we're just trying to share it with everybody. So I want to say a special thanks to Grillient and to Carolyn, to Lori. You guys are all rock stars, and we are having fun. We officially are having fun, and we're getting things done. And I can't wait to do this again. And Chef Christo, wherever you are, I hope all is well, my friend. And everybody catch me at 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, Sunday night. I'm the Unnamed Chef. Good morning.
When you thought radio was safe, a new kind of radio is on its way. Food, music, and friends. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 365 days a year. Coming in 2014.